dialoguing, and clearing energy with your lifetime guide or your healing guide. You'll prepare your energy for channeling and create the space for channeling. You'll release guides, beings, and entities, and you'll engage the channeling system. You may want to pause the recording while you put all of those pieces in place. Now that your conscious awareness is anchored at the top of the cylinder, as if you're sitting on the rim with your legs dangling down into the cylinder, invite your lifetime guide to join you and seat him or herself on the rim of the cylinder. A nice feeling being in the presence of your lifetime guide. You may be aware of the benevolence, of the neutrality, of the respect for you as a sovereign being. It's always nice to know the name of your lifetime guide. So begin by asking your lifetime guide, what is your name? Generally, a name emerges in awareness very quickly. Go with it. Trust it. I have a little secret for you. You actually name your guide. So even though you're asking your guide for a name, you're actually generating that name for your guide. And it is an energetic signature in the same way that your name is an energetic signature. Now, when you dialogue with your guide, you can use the guide's name. You can call your lifetime guide by name when you would like to invite the guide to be in the cylinder with you, rather than saying, "Hello, lifetime guide, please come sit here." You can use the guide's name. Next, you'll do a little clearing of energy with your lifetime guide. And you'll ask a set of questions. And in most cases, most of the time, you're going to get yes answers to the questions. Because there's always energy to clear between you and your guides. Always. So, question one, do we have emotional energy or cords running between us? And assuming you get a yes, which most of the time you will, you can ask, what emotions do I need to clear right now? And which chakras most need that clearing? And then you're sitting right up there on the crown, up in the cylinder, and yet you have an energy body that is fully occupied by the rest of you. And that part of you is able to put the bamboo pole in place, say hello to those emotional energies, and release them from your field using whatever chakras and whatever emotions your guide has recommended. For the purposes of this exercise, we'll move forward. As you listen to this recording repeatedly, you may want to pause to do more clearing work than we're going to do in this recording. So you'll release the bamboo pole. Do we have cords running between our chakras? Which chakras? In using your embodied awareness, you will clear cords in the chakras referenced by your lifetime guide. Your next question, do we have karma together? I've never had a no answer to this, so you'll probably have karma with your guides. So your embodied awareness can light up the karma in your aura by saying hello to your lifetime guide. And clear that karma out of your field. next question. Do we have agreements? Your embodied awareness can say hello to your lifetime guide and clear the agreements from your field. Next question. Do we have programming? Again, your embodied awareness can say hello to your lifetime guide, say hello to your programming, and clear that from your energy field. Last question. Do we share contracts with one another? And your embodied awareness can do the work of lighting up the contracts, calling in the Supreme Being to witness their destruction. Once you have completed this dialogue, you're ready to move into conscious channeling. Of course, we're working in a building block approach to this entire process. So rather than moving ahead, ask your guide to move up and out of the cylinder and reset your energy after channeling.